Well, President Biden meeting with the CEOs of companies including FedEx and The Gap earlier today to discuss the state of supply bottlenecks. And here with key takeaways is our Yahoo Finance's Jessica Smith. And Jessica, the fact that there even is this follow-up meeting obviously means that the supply bottlenecks are still somewhat of a concern.
Yeah, well, this is another meeting that the president was having with these business leaders. He has had several over the past few months. But at the beginning of this meeting, President Biden touted the progress that has been made on these supply chain disruptions. In this meeting with the business leaders and his economic team, the president put this task force together focused on this back in June. He said the actions that his administration has in private sector companies have taken to address these bottlenecks have worked in ensuring that shelves are stocked for the holidays. The president noted that pre-pandemic shelf availability was at 91%, and now it is at 90%. President Biden pushed to expand trucking hours and move ports in California to 24/7 operations. And tomorrow, he said the Transportation Department will announce more grants for ports. We also heard from the CEO of FedEx at the top of this meeting, and he said while not all of the supply chain issues have been resolved, he said they are making progress. He's optimistic. He said that most of Santa's products, as he put it, will make it to consumers in time. He said peak season is going to be a good one. We also heard, you'll remember a little while ago, a few weeks ago, from the Walmart CEO in one of these meetings saying that the flow of goods at ports have improved as well. Still, the president said that increase in prices is still top of mind for him, and there is still work to do. Let's watch.
Addressing these costs has been and will continue to be my top priority the entire administration. And the way to do this is not to slow down our economic turnaround, not to step back from this all this progress, but to build on it. We can and we will address prices by expanding productivity capacity in our economy so we move more goods to market, get more Americans working, encouraging more investments in innovation, and making sure American consumers see those benefits at the store and at the pump.
The president said he will convene his competition council again in January to ensure there's robust competition across industries. He said that that is the hallmark of healthy capitalism. Now, also, in order to build on things in the long run, the president says he again urged Congress to pass his Build Back Better plan, of course, that have stalled in recent days after Senator Manchin said he would not support that legislation. But again, President Biden encouraging them to figure out something to come to an agreement on that legislation. Republicans, of course, have been seizing on these inflation issues, the supply chain disruption. And so this is definitely something that the White House wants to figure out and get under control before the midterms next year. Guys.
And Jessica, we got another minute here. I want to touch on some other news that broke earlier today. President Biden has extended the student loan forgiveness, I believe, through May of next year. And I believe, as you said earlier today, this was somewhat expected. But do you have any details on this?
Yeah, the president says that they are extending this pause on student loan payments until May 1st. This pause was set to expire at the end of January, but the president says they are giving student loan borrowers an extra 90 days. They said that they know that borrowers, some of them are still coping with impacts of the pandemic and need more time before payments resume. Progressives have really been pressuring the White House to extend this pause. They've also been urging him to do more and cancel student loan debt. We heard from Majority Leader Schumer today and Senator Warren praising the step, but saying the president needs to cancel student loan debt. So this is a relief likely for many borrowers, but I think we're going to see this debate continue to play out in the coming months.
Yeah, definitely a gift for borrowers before the holidays. Okay, Jessica Smith, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much.